Okay, back into the sugya. So we had in the Mishnah just read the Mishnah again on the bottom of Chav Vav Amud Aleph. Nosna al gabi akevesh shalei kineged hayisoid. If somebody put the blood of the korban shalei b'mkoymai either on the kevesh or shalei kineged hayisoid or nosan esanitonim lamata lamalo, he put the blood that was supposed to be placed on the bottom of the mizbech below the chut hasikra above. Oy nitonim lamalo lamato, nitonim bifnim b'chutz, b'chutz bifnim, posel vein b'kachas. So it's posel, but there's no kachas. That's the psak of the Mishnah. Now, unquestionably, the wording of the Mishnah reads posel. Posel means posel. Shmuel comes. Shmuel zokta gevaldige chiddush. Omar Shmuel, posel basor avol bailim niskapu. When the Mishnah uses the phrase posel, so it doesn't mean the korban is posel. Again, this is the simple way to read Shmuel. Avol bailim niskapu. The meat of the korban is posel, but the bailim the niskapu. The bailim get a kapor. So, there's many, many problems with this memory. The Gemara says, "My time." The pasuk says, "I gave you the mizbeach to be mechapel." That pasuk is teaching you, "Kimon shigia dam lemizbeach niskapu bailim." Once the blood reaches the mizbeach, itach niskapu bailim. Yochi basunami. So then, why don't you just learn the pasuk pshutoi pasonami? O makol lechaper lekapor nesati v'loy ledavarach. It's only mechaper, but not for davaracher. Al mekesovar shloi bimkoymai kimkoymedami. Ask the Gemara. Tanina bidach pirkin. We learned. Nosan al akevesh shalei kineged hayisoid, or nosan nitonim lamata lamalo nitonim lamalo lamato bifnim b'chutz nitonim b'chutz bifnim. It says clearly im yesh tama nefesh yachzo hakosher v'yikabel. It says mashma that this rika doesn't work at all. V'saka daitoch shaloi b'mkoymoi kimkoymoi. If you tell me like Shmuel, that Zvika's dam shaloi b'mkoymei works, lomali achza kosher v'yekabel. Why in the world would you have to go and be mekabel again? Strange kasha. What's the most kasha? However, we're going to understand Shmuel. But again, Shmuel is a plea. Shmuel is a plea. But Shmuel especially, I'm going to show you from the Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayos, that's going to be mashman that Shmuel is saying a svara. He's not even learning it from a pasuk. It's not a drosha gemur. When we go on to the sugi mitzvah Hashem next week, we'll learn Chav Zayin, so we'll see that there are many amiroyim that are chaylik with Shmuel. And they hold that, no, posel means posel. Means posel. Right? The Gemara doesn't ask, so what do they do with the pasuk of Vani Nosati L'Chaper? The Gemara doesn't ask a kasha. Which normally the Gemara does, if you have a drosha. So the Gemara asks, what does the other man Dhamma do with the drasha? So the Rambam will see, the Rambam by us in the Pirush Mishnayos, he really bavorns that. Because if you look in the Rambam, take a look, turn to the back to the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos. So you'll see, Rambam says like this. The last piece of the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis on the Perek Sheni, on his first, you know, on the first Mishnah. So he says like this, Uma she'omar b'kan posel, so the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis, this that the Mishnah says posel, so he quotes Shmuel, Rotzaloy mar habosel, we're talking about the meat, Avala baile miskaprim, וזה הבוסר אין נחל לפי שמאחר שהגיע דם למזבח לסקפר הביילם ויפסול. He says, anyway, it's the Namakayim. And then he goes on to say, where do we learn this from? So he just says like this. וסומח זה, זוג את הרמב״ם, and Shmuel was סומח זה, he made an asmachte, l'mashenema v'ani nosativ lochem ala mizbeach l'chaper, kivin shigi adam l'mizbeach, l'skapu b'aylem. L'kapor nosativ loy l'achile. So the Rambam says, claw in the Pirush Mishnayis. Not enough attention is given to this Rambam. But the Rambam is very clear that the member of Shmuel is not a drosha. Shmuel holds like that, and svore, kivin shigi adam l'mizbeach, Niskapu Bailam. That's Shmuel's memory. The Samach, he found an Asmachte in the Torah, this Pasuk. Mistame, what was Machayev the Rambam to learn like that? Is because, again, the other Amiroyim, that are Chalik with Shmuel, we don't find that the Gemara challenges what do they do with the Drosha. Torah says it's not a Drosha. But one thing what we do see is this Rambam is Mamish. Marafi Sidra makes Shmuel's memory even more difficult. So Shmuel saying a Sfora. The Mishnah says Posel. Shmuel's coming saying now a Sfora that he holds kosher. So the Gemara asks, why should the kosher be Mekabel? That's the Gemara's question. What kind of question is that, first of all? If Shmuel only said that it was that the Bailam is Kapu, but the Zrik is no good. Yeah? That's all Shmuel said. Yeah. So what's the Gemara's kasha of Lomali Yachsa Kosh to do with Kedim? Right? So if you did one Nesina, even though you need four, it's Kipel. You have a Shiloh, why do you do the other three? To do with Kimitzvazi. So Sfasemis asked this question, the Briskerov asked this question. Right? That what kind of question does the Gemara have even here? The Gemara says, according to Shmuel, Pasur, Basar Avu Bailam, Niskapu. So why Lomali Yachza Koshav Yikabal? Why should now we be Makabal again to do more the Zrika properly? What do you mean? To be Makayim, the Mitzvah Zrika? What's the question? The Chitem Lata Basar Bachilem. Mika midi, could it be? Could you have Mika zrikin like mechaper v'shayi basa ba'achila? The one says you're right. We're not talking about here a zrika of a kosher person. Taka, if a kosher kohen would have done the zrika even shaloi b'mkoymai, there'd be no inyan yachza kosher v'yakam. We're talking about here a zrika's psul, right? Hocha mayaskinon the yave psul. So the nesina shaloi b'mkoymai was done with a psul. And therefore, it didn't work at all. Gemara says, if that's the case, lahavi dichu. So you shouldn't be able to spritz. Did not v'kulin shekiblu chutz zmani chutz mkoymi yesh lam hanefesh yachlo kosh v'yikabel. It's mashma only kiblu in zorkul hoy. It's mashma dichu. My time alav mishum dichu. It's because dichu. Gemara says, loy mishum the pasul machshav. Yochi kabola nami. Void me posla, voma rove, machshova pesela, mayelas, elabemisha roy lavoida, bedova roy lavoida. Ubamakam roy lavoida. So Lamaisa, if a posel person was the one who did it, it shouldn't work at all. Loitem is okalai, elaim a shachtelai. Maikamashwan, the chidish is the posel machshova, and the posel machshova is only from Adam Kosh. The Gemara says, what's the chidish? Kabbalah vechle posel machshova, my time, I get it up. Okay. That you can't, that a person who's posel, a kohen posel, can't posel a carbon b'machshav. עד כאן דברי הגמרא. So again, going back to the ratio here of what's going on, Shmuel holds, the way the Rambam seems to be learning Pirush Mishnah is, Shmuel holds in Svara, when the Mishnah says Pasul, it means Psul Basal, Avo Bailam Niskapo. Plea. Number one, it's a plea on face value. Number two, as we brought down from Aaron Leib, Zatzal last week, 2 weeks ago, Rav Aaron Leib is a bomb kasha. How could it be Niskapo Bailam? How could it be better than a Shechita Shaloi Lishmo? Shechita Shaloi Lishmo, the halacha is Koshev Loyola Lubailam Lashem Chayv. How could this be better? This is possible. That's an Eisenakash. And the Rambam just makes it 20 times more. The fact that the Rambam is saying this is all a Svara. I'm saying this is all a Svara. That's a Mamish Marafis. That's number two. Number three. What's going on with Korban Pesach? It's Mashma. If it's kosher, it's kosher. He's saying that the Mishnah is only talking about the Basar. Avo Bailam Niskapo. Korban Pesach, you need Basar. So we have two extreme shittas by Korban Pesach. We have the Brisker Rav and Rabbi Eliezer Shach, Zichron Tzadik Livracha. They both understand that Korban Pesach is taka Basar. Because since by Korban Pesach, the Halacha is the main Basar ein dam. The Halacha is by Korban Pesach, that in order to be Mekayim in Mitzvah Korban Pesach, you need to have Basar. Basar Roi L'Achila. So the Basar is not Roi L'Achila, so it's Basar. If you look in our Sameach, Perek Beis Halacha Yud, Zog down, clearly, דברי המסחל הרי בוסו עזבח פוסו. אמנם בפסח, כיוון דהיקרוי להכיל הסודום, וניתמו הבוסו, עם זורק לא יהוצו. Says the אוסמח, את לא יהוצו. ולפי זה צריך להיות הפסח פוסו. That's the bottom line. בדייק like that from a price, but that's the אוסמח's bottom line. Which goes mamish arm in arm with Avi Ezri that we have over here. The Avi Ezri says the same thing. Page Reish Lamed Beis. He starts off with Korban Pesach. That L'chayre Korban Pesach is Pasul. If you look at the Divrei HaMaschul B'Sefer Chazon Ish, Mistapik Gam Kein B'Zei, B'Pesach Zvike Shom Kamei Avik Zvike, V'Yichiach Sh'af HaPesach Avik Zvike, U'Mutor HaPesach B'Achile. So we have two extreme versions. One version is that Ein HaChanami, even though Shmuel makes a blank statement, Niskap U'Bailim, she's mashma'ul korbanos. Mashma'ul korbanos. Niskapu baila. So one mahalach is to go like the Osamech and Avi Ezri, which is Shmuel's member is not all korbanos, it's only korbanos that don't need achila. That's one way. But again, that's absent in the member of Shmuel. And the other way is to say a chiddush nifla like the Chazon Ish, which is hagufa. Since the Torah said l'kapara nesativ, so that's the starting ground. There has to be l'kapara. So now if the achil is ma'akiv, so you have to be able to eat it too. You have to work your way backwards. Basically, kapara is the absolute place we have to be. Anything we need for kapara. So regular korban, the achil is not ma'akiv. Taka, the basar is basar. By Pesach, where you need the basar should be roi l'achilah. Now, how do we put together this chazan? Forget that the Chazon Ish is a chiddush nifla. How do we put the Chazon Ish together with with the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayos? That's not going to be a Svara. What's the Svara now? The Rambam was saying in the Pirush Mishnayos, it's a Svara. Right? That only the Basar is possible, but that the Zrik is okay. Kash is, but by Pesach, what's going to be? So the Chazanish, no. Since we have a Pasuk l'kapor and a Satim, so we have to work our way backwards now. We have to say Takei Nechanami. The Basar is Nechal. But the Pasuk is not a Pasuk according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, the Pasuk is Asmacht, it's a Svore. There is no Pasuk l'kapor and a Satim. With the Chazon Ish alone, Mechayr is saying that there's a drasha in the Torah according to Shmuel, l'chapor nesatav, which teaches us that if the blood touches the mizbeach, it's mechapor. And one second, and then you have a kapor. Okay, now normally achil is not makiv, so it's irrelevant to us if the meat is going to be eaten or not. It's not makiv. So what about Pesach? So the Osamech and Rav Shach say, Possel. That's the way the Brisker of learns also. Possel. Karm Pesach, Possel. That's a shtickle schwer, because Shmuel makes a blank statement. It's Kapu Baila. Sounds like it's blank. That's one problem. The Chazanish comes the other extreme and he says, no. The Kapor Nesatav. So Hagam, that the Kapor Nesatav loy lachila. But by Pesach, the only way to have a kapor is to say it's royal achila. So it's not a royal achila. Problem he has, but the Rambam is telling us in Pirush Mishnayos that there is no drasha of the kapor and the zatev. It's all svara. The whole thing is asmach the baalme. So again, this is a very, very big problem. The whole Rambam is very shver because in the Pirush Mishnayos. Because what was Machriach Shmuel and Svara to say such a thing? The Mishnah said Pasul. If there is no real drush of Kapor and Nesatav, what was the Svara of Shmuel? What was Svara's? What was Shmuel's Svara? Asmachta means I have a Svara, and I found a Pasuk to make Asmachta. The Pasuk is not teaching me it. It's not a drasha. I can't learn anything from the pasuk. You can follow without the pasuk. You don't need the asmachta. Like every drabona that you make an asmachta. Except for the shitas haritfer that I learned the asmachta is up to shtikl deraisa. But the way pashtas asmachta. Okay. Next. The Gemara is not clear either on what is Shmuel. I mean, the simple member of Shmuel is everything. The simple member of Shmuel is that everything we learned in the Mishnah, Pasul, is only Pasul. Pasul Avol Baila Miskap. That's definitely the simple member of Shmuel. That's the way to read the simple member of Shmuel. Right? Everything. That's the way you read it simple. But the Chofetz Chaim in Likutei Halachos, Reb Chaim Brisk, and many of the other Gedolei Achronim say he's not so poshut. Not so poshut. Because we have blood that is a din dafke matan kaunis. They have to put between the kronis. Between the kaunis hamizbech. Not on the kir hamizbech, on the kaunis hamizbech. So the Chofetz Chaim says in Likutei Halachos that Shmuel's memra is only legabi the mizbech, meaning if something belonged to mizbech achitzni, you put a mizbech apnimi. If something belonged lamalo, you put lamato, lamato, lamalo. It works. There's a kapor. But those things where the Torah was makpit that there should be chonos, you can't get out of the Bein HaKronis. So when it comes as Hakdech of its Chaim, if something needed Bein HaKronis and Mizbech HaPnimi, you're only Mekai in the Mitzvah if you do Bein HaKronis and Mizbech HaChitzen. But if you did it on Mizbeach Achitzen, just Tam in the Sina, it wouldn't do anything. Number one. The Pchaim is Choylik. The Grach is Choylik with the Chavetz Chaim in this. Pchaim holds not like the Chavetz Chaim. He holds this is a new halacha. Zvika Shaloi Bim Koyma. It's a new halacha. Zvika Shaloi Bim Koyma. It works. So it works. Zvika Shaloi Bim Koyma. It works. It works even without the Kronos. You don't gain anything by doing Bein HaKronos for the Mizbeach Achitzen for the Mizbeach HaPnimi. You're not Bein HaKronos for the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Another shaila is those things that need matan dalet. You didn't do matan dalet. Does that work? Same machlekes. Reb Chaim says you don't need matan dalet. It's a new din of zrika shaloi b'mkayma. Zrika shaloi b'mkayma helps. So you have to know what this shaila is as well. Mi'ila. What's the halacha with meila? We know that once you zerek the blood, we learned this in meila, the basar goes out of meila. Yeah? What about here? This din that Shmuel said, that the zrika work in the skapu b'ilam, what about the meila aspect? So Reb Chaim and the Briskerov say yes, the zrika is moil for meila too. It's yotzam in meila. Says Okta. Chazanish? It's chaylik. Chazanish says no. He says that the zrik is apostle zrika. It works. It's l'chapor n'sativ. It only works for kapor. It's a prostic zeres akosiv that it works for kapor, but that's it. Doesn't. I'm just telling you there are so many holes here to analyze what's going on here. What about the blood that was supposed to be on the parochas? Vayter machlokes. Dear Reb Chaim, even Reb Chaim says like the Chofetz Chaim. Reb Chaim says that on parochas, avad and mizbeach can't replace parochas, and parochas can't replace mizbeach. It's only mizbeach. But parochas. But again, the poshut member of Shmuel is going on the whole Mishnah. That's the problem. Say the problem of Chavetz Chaim, the way the Chavetz Chaim is learned, and even Reb Chaim with his chiluk between the Peroichas and the Bein Abadim. We're going to get to Pigel. That's the next sugya. We're going to get to Pigel. What? Because that's the Gzeres HaKosov. Chofetz Chaim is learning that the Gzeres HaKosov is that the whole Mizbeach is one. The whole Mizbeach is one. It's one Mokum called Mizbeach that the Torah gave this new halacha. Yeah. But Zok to Chofetz Chaim, look, I'll be Bein HaKranos. No. That's like the Oifen of the Zrika. That is no Chiluk. That's how. As if I state the Chofetz Chaim. Reb Chaim says, no. There's something called Zvika Shaloi Bim Koymai. And Zvika Shaloi Bim Koymai works out Zvika Shaloi Bim Koymai. That's the approach that Reb Chaim takes. But I'm telling you, that even Reb Chaim is masking that a Zvika that's not supposed to be on the Mizbech Bechlal, that the Mizbech can't be Mechaper. And the same thing, a Zvika that's supposed to be on the Mizbech, the Bifnim by the Poroich is not going to help you. It's not poshut, but as a doctor, it's not poshut. Because the member of the Mishnah is very, very solsome. The Mishnah says, Nitanum l'malamata b'fnim b'chutz. The Mishnah is not mefaret. The Mishnah doesn't specify. It's just every shaloi b'mkoymai. And Shmuel comes on the Mishnah of shaloi b'mkoymai, and he says, b'ilum niskaplu. It sounds very general. That's the problem. Okay. So the shaila is what's basically Vos Tutzachta. That's the shaila. Vos Tutzachta. The Baron Zatzal, or Baron Kotla, He schwitzed terribly on a gewaldige kasha. He had a great kasha. He has the kasha like this. He says, I don't understand. If you have a halacha's psul, you have a psul and halacha. Right? We had a whole sugya. Halacha, halacha, shalai beregel. Right? Possum. Possum. Freke baron. Mama's a bomber. Nitonim bifnim b'chutz, b'chutz bifnim. What happened to your halacha? You're in the wrong ballpark. You went to the wrong ballpark. Where's your halacha? No, but we had all the sugyas. We had all the sugyas at the beginning of the parak. If you have halacha, you went backwards. You went to Tzofen instead of Dorim. What do you mean Tzofen Dorim? It's all beseda. Everything is gewaldic. What I'm trying to say is that we had earlier that if you went even in the wrong direction. So what the Olam is trying to say here, Reb Zev Zaitzik, Zecher Tzadik Levrochen, Mishma Levim, that's how he answers the Baal Kasha. He wants to say that all this lies in the halach of Zvika Shalei B'mkoyma. He says like this, V'hine kol kom sho'is ha'zrike b'lo halacha k'din ha'yakom pasul l'gamre. He says, U'b'chein gam b'zrike Shalei B'mkoyma nihida ha'zrike mechaperes, which is Mamash Rebaran's kash. Nihida ha'zrike mechaperes, fine, so the zrike is mechaper. Achal koponim arei tzorich shati ha'ilocha k'shera. You need ha'ilocha k'shera. So what's going on? So in other words, the moment that you went, psiya sh'olach sh'loi k'din, it's possible. Anyway. Ach tzorich loy ma'a sh'kimon sh'atoy regilsa sh'loi b'mkoymi dami b'zrike, Nichlal bechidush zeh gam kein da halacha halacha. V'chol dinei halacha halacha. Yeah. The reason why I'm telling you that this is a tremendous, tremendous chiddush, and that's why I don't know why the Olam is so happy with this, is because the din halacha is chal as soon as you makabel the blood. Yeah. So where's the din halacha, Rabbi Yisrael? To the right place, but the din halacha is to the wrong place. The din halacha is to the place where the basar is possible. Why not? Because the Torah said, not like that. I understand that you could tell me there's something called b'di'evit, and there's something called that Azrika has a b'di'evitik oif to lagabi certain halachas. Not lagabi all halachas. The basar is possible. Right? But the Azrika has epis. The Zrika accomplishes something, b'di'evit. But you're not selling me that when I was makabel the blood, I had a din, and I was supposed to bring the blood to the Mizbeach HaChitzen, and I brought the Mizbeach HaPnimi, that was my din halacha. The moment when I start taking my first steps, that was the mitzvah halacha, Rabbi Yisai. And it becomes ifsal. You understand what I'm saying? You're telling me a b'di'evit dikadin of lechaper, which is not a complete halacha lechaper. It's only for certain things it's mechaper. The basar is taka pasul. Legabi mi'ila zok the chazanish, still pasul. I'll show you soon a b'raisa like the chazanish. Right? So it's a pasul zrika. But this pasul zrika has a certain kapora. Whatever the kapora is, we'll have to be magda with the kapora. You cannot tell me that when I was makabel the blood, my halacha was al pidin to go to the wrong place. So the second I start doing halacha shaloi kedin, it's puzzle. That's what we learned earlier. So what changed now? had a case where you did a halacha shalaika before you also accomplished something. You just went in the wrong direction. Then you actually went to the right place. Huh? Yidl, it's back. You're going backwards, Yidl. It's so uncharacteristic of you. Because once you go away from the Mizbeach, from the place where you're supposed to go, it becomes possible. Now you have nothing to spritz. So you're telling me it accomplished something. But the only reason the end is accomplishing is because you're naming on the blood didn't already become possible. We're asking you the question here of a baron is that when you do halacha in the wrong place, the blood becomes possible before you do anything. That's a baron's kasha. So you're going, you're putting the wagon in front of the horse. You're saying, yeah, but then when I spritzed it, it would accomplish something. But the question, Rabbi Aaron is asking, how do you get to step three if the blood got messed up already in step two? What? No, but I'm saying we learned that if you do a halacha, Shaloikadin, it becomes possible before. You give nothing to spritz afterwards. You could then go to the right place with the blood. Doesn't matter where you end up. This is, again, Yehuda, you're climbing the walls. When you say that this is not Shaloikadin, you're not going to sell me on that. Because when you were makabel the blood, and you went to your Rav or to your Rabina, or to your Rosh Hashiva, whoever you ask your shaylas to, and you say, Rebbe, where am I supposed to walk now? Have a mitzvah say locha. Rebbe, vozok the Torah, hakdoshe, where am I supposed to walk? The Rebbe says, right there, to Mizbech HaChitzen. You go to Mizbech HaPnimi. Did you do the halacha kedim? No. No. I didn't do b'dievet, okay. So why did we learn earlier that as soon as you took one step in the wrong direction, it's possible? So we should have learned earlier, Adarabba, we should have learned earlier that if you went towards the Mizbeach HaPnimi, keep on going. I got news for you. If you went and asked the Shaila at that moment, should I keep on going? The answer will be also to keep on going. This is Shaloikadin. You're not allowed to do this. This is not... Shmuel's case here is not something that you're allowed to do. Every step of the way, we're telling you, Osir, 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 Osir. Once you did it, so we're saying, well, God be certain, demon, the Zerika was Maya. There's not one point that we tell you, Kosha. Osir, 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 Osir. Fekabaran, nu ha'ilochosh, ha'ilocha b'yisr, makes the blood possible. Like we learned already. So what's your answer to me? Yeah, but since once you spritz the blood, it's... What do you mean once you... The Rabbaran's kash is you have nothing to spritz. Rabbaran's kash is you have nothing to spritz. And you're screaming, but once I spritz, Rabbaran is saying, there's no once you spritz. Rabbi Aaron is asking kash on Shmuel. You're coming and saying, "No, Shmuel's din is a din. Some amela licked in them." Rabbi Aaron is saying, "I'm challenging Shmuel's din." Rabbi Aaron is asking on Shmuel's din. Rabbi Aaron is asking, "Why doesn't Shmuel hold that the dam is nifsal and the amela there's nothing to spritz?" So you're telling me that b'di'eved, l'gabi certain halachas, such as Zrika works. Frekaban, I understand, but the blood is nifsal already. I want to ask you a different question. If the blood became tameh, and now you spritzed it, shaloi b'mkam, what's that halacha? L'kaponasatev. You have no dam. Frank Abaron, you have no dam. That's the man's cash. It's very simple. The Bahar is asking, when you do a Zrik on the Mizbech with an improper halacha, the halacha is its puzzle. So what? How does Shmuel get around the problem that you didn't have halacha? Shmuel is saying that the Zrika works for certain halachas. How much? So this, we have the variations. We have Chazon Ish holds mamish, it works completely. Lagabi kapor emeh lekorban pesach is nechal. The Brisker Rav holds it works also lagabi meila, which is a debate, right? The Chazon Ish holds it doesn't work. It's a shaila. How much does Zrika accomplishes? Yeah, but Rabbi Aaron is asking that you don't get to the Zrika. There's a certain thing that happened before you even got to the Zrika that messed up the dam. No. Chafetz Chaim is only explaining in its association to the Maaseh Zrika. Reb Aaron is saying, but there's a mitzvah halacha, and when the halacha is done shaloi kedin, it becomes possible. Even if you did a minor thing of shaloi kedin, you did a halacha shaloi berega.
Let's just say this exact case: you're supposed to go to one mizbeach, to one mizbeach. According to the time, where did he trigger this problem of doing a halacha shaloi kedin? He did it b'di'evit.
The first minute, it's not b'di'evit. So that's what you keep on going off here when you say b'di'evit. It's not b'di'evit. The zrika is absolutely a puzzle zrika. And that's why the Basar is puzzle. Because the Zrika, not forget the Chafetz Chaim for a moment. That's why the Zrika is puzzle. Shmuel says, but it's moil, it helps. The Zrika helps for a certain aspect. Whatever that means, kapor. Frekabaran, the blood already became puzzle with the Be'er Halacha. The Halacha was Shaloi Kedin. Now, What was this the kind of halacha I was supposed to do? Absolutely not. Midaraisa not. The Lekapor and the Satav doesn't say this is the kind of halacha you should do or can do. No. Chafetz Chaim doesn't address this. Chafetz Chaim just addresses one point. He says that even though there's a din of Lekapor and the Satav, that's only if you do a zrika, which replicas what it was supposed to be on the Mizbech HaPnimi. So if the Zrika was supposed to be on the corners, Bein HaKronos, so then the Zrika on Mizbech HaChitzin is only going to work as such. Reb Chana, I don't know why you're standing on the Chafetz Chaim wood and Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says, no, there's something called Zrika Shaloi B'Mkaymai, and by Zrika Shaloi B'Mkaymai, you don't need Bein HaKronos in order for it to work to whatever degree it's going to work. Sai the Chavetz Chaim, Sai the Grach, Sai Shmuel. Hold that you went to the wrong place. You went to the place where the Torah told you not to go. You understand? You went to the wrong place. Shmuel's also telling you. Shmuel is telling, not b'di'evit, Shmuel's telling you. Shmuel is telling you that you went to the wrong place. And the biggest raya is that the Basar is puzzled. Why? Because he had a puzzle Zrika. Why? Because he had a puzzle Zrika. That's what Baron's Kasha. Don't tell me the fact that you got a Kapor is a riot and you went to the right place. Yuzika went to the wrong place. No, not if you hold a loch, Shaloi Berekel's not a loch. If you hold a loch, Shaloi Berekel's not a loch. It's no good. You need a loch. That's what we had earlier. That's not halacha. You have to go to halacha to the right direction. That was everything we learned about before. This is a steer with everything we learned before.
But you go to the right direction, and from the right direction, you
But the only reason why that was the right direction is because that brought it closer to the Makom HaZrika. You never had a Zrika then. Comes out that you took it further away from the Makom where you were spritzing the blood. Okay, we'll have to leave for next week. We have a lot to do. If the oil